Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Member Brain Ram Goldra and Dir Masechus Vachim Daf Yud Gimel, the first parak, Kohaz Vachim. This parak has been generously sponsored anonymously for Rafua Shlema for Alter Ben Zion Wolf Ben Zipora, as well as for Yaakov Yosef Moshe Ben Ruchama Pesel Rivka. May they both have a Rafua Shlema. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next mission states that a carbon is disqualified with an intent of Shelo Lishma by any of the four avodos, Shechita, Kabbal, Hiluch, and Zrika. However, it records two additional opinions regarding Hiluch. Rabbi Shimon holds that Hiluch performed Shelo Lishma does not invalidate a carbon, arguing that whereas a carbon cannot be sacrificed without Shechita or Kabbal or Zrika, making them critical components of Efshebol Hiluch, but it is possible to bring a carbon without bringing the blood to the Mizbech, namely Shochet B'tzah Zorik. He can Shecht alongside the Mizbech and throw the blood from there without carrying it at all. Rabbi Eliezer makes a distinction. If he's walking in a place where he needs to walk, then walking with intent Shelo Lishma invalidates the carbon. But if he's walking in a place where he does not need to walk, the intent Shelo Lishma does not invalidate the carbon. Point number two, it was taught in Braisa that improper thoughts about Kabbalah are not like improper action, which is explained to refer to intent of Pigel. This is contradicted by another Braisa, which includes all dvarim hamevin lidei achila, things which bring a carbon to consumption, including Kabbalah, to disqualify with machshevas Pigel. Later, the Gemara poses another contradiction. The Braisa before limits Pigel to avodos which are ma'akav kapara, prevent atonement if they're not performed, thus excluding shvichas shiraim, pouring the remnants of the blood after zrika, and haktaras emurim, burning the sacrificial parts for making Pigel. Another Braisa darshans to include shvichas shiraim and haktaras emurim from v'imayachol yachel, if it will be consumed at all. This double phrase teaching, b'shtei achilos akasam adaber. The pasuk is discussing two consumptions, achas achilos adam, achas achilos mizbeach. One is consumption by man, and one is consumption by the mizbeach. It emerges that intent for consumption to take place after its allowed time, intended during any avoda which is ma'akiv, creates pigel. Thus, any of the four critical avodas done with the intent to do zrika, shvichas shiraim, or haktaras emurim, all consumptions of the mizbeach, or for the meat to be eaten, chutz lezmano, makes pigel. And point number three, the Gemara discusses dipping one's finger into the blood of a chattis pnimis, inner chattis, to apply it in the requisite places. Two Amoraim separately report hearing that tefilas etzba mefagelis b'chattis pnimis, dipping one's finger into the blood with pigel intent, causes an inner chattis to become pigel. Amoraim objected that since the laws of pigel are derived from shlamim, we should say that just as with shlamim, tefilas etzba would not create pigel, since the blood of a shlamim is thrown directly from the klishares, the same should apply to a chattas. The Gemara eventually answers that we derive from shlamim that davar ma'akeh behen mevin lidei pigel, something critical to its hakrava, can bring it to pigel, meaning pigel intent during any avoda without which the carbon would be pasul can make the carbon pigel. So the same rule applies to a chattas. Since tefilas etzba is necessary for a chattas, it can make pigel, although it does not in the case of a shlamim. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states that a carbon is disqualified with an intent of Shelo Lishma by any of the four avodos, Shechita, Kabbal, Hiluch, and Zrika. However, it records two additional opinions regarding Hiluch. Rabbi Shimon holds that Hiluch performed Shelo Lishma does not invalidate a carbon, arguing that whereas a carbon cannot be sacrificed without Shechita or Kabbal or Zrika, making them critical components of Efshebol Hiluch, but it is possible to bring a carbon without bringing the blood to the Mizbech, namely Shochet B'tzah Zorik. He can Shecht alongside the Mizbech and throw the blood from there without carrying it at all. Rabbi Eliezer makes a distinction. Hamahalch b'makom shu'sarich l'halich. If he's walking in a place where he needs to walk, then walking with intent Shelo Lishma invalidates the carbon. But makom she'eino tzarich l'halich, if he's walking in a place where he does not need to walk, the intent Shelo Lishma does not invalidate the carbon. Point number two, it was taught in Braisa that improper thoughts about Kabbalah are not like improper action, which is explained to refer to intent of pigel. This is contradicted by another Braisa, which includes all dvarim hamevin lidei achila, things which bring a carbon to consumption, including Kabbalah, to disqualify with machshevas pigel. Later, the Gemara poses another contradiction. The Braisa before limits pigel to avodas which are ma'akav kapara, prevent atonement if they're not performed, thus excluding shvichas shiraim, pouring the remnants of the blood after zrika, and haktaras emurim, burning the sacrificial parts for making pigel. Another Braisa darshans to include shvichas shiraim and haktaras emurim from v'imayachol yachel, if it will be consumed at all. This double phrase teaching, b'shtei achilos akas medaber. The pasuk is discussing two consumptions. Achas achilos adam, achas achilos mizbeach. One is consumption by man, and one is consumption by the mizbeach. It emerges that intent for consumption to take place after its allowed time, intended during any avoda which is ma'akiv, creates pigel. Thus, any of the four critical avodas done with the intent to do zrika, shvicha, shiraim, or haktar se murim, all consumptions of the mizbeach, or for the meat to be eaten, chutz lezmano, makes pigel. And point number 3, the Gemara discusses dipping one's finger into the blood of a chattis pnimis, inner chattis, to apply it in the requisite places. Two Amoraim separately report hearing that tefilas etzba mefagelis b'chattis pnimis, dipping one's finger into the blood with pigel intent, causes an inner chattis to become pigel. Amoraim objected that since the laws of pigel are derived from shlamim, we should say that just as with shlamim, tefilas etzba would not create pigel, since the blood of a shlamim is thrown directly from the klishares, the same should apply to a chatas. The Gemara eventually answers that we derive from shlamim that davar ma'akabehen mevin l'idei pigel, something critical to its hakrava, can bring it to pigel, meaning pigel intent during any avoda without which the carbon would be pasul can make the carbon pigel. So the same rule applies to a chatas. Since tefilas etzba is necessary for a chatas, it can make pigel, although it does not in the case of a shlamim. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud Gimel, and our standard Siman is Bar Mitzvah Boy. Our Bar Mitzvah Boy, so here goes. When the Bar Mitzvah Boy went on and on demonstrating how he could avoid Hilach by doing Kabbalah next to the Mizbeach, his friends got so hungry they imagined all the things that they and the Mizbeach would eat tomorrow. Well, one of them had his finger in a cup of red liquid. Once again, slow motion. When the Bar Mitzvah Boy, that must be learned off Yud Gimel. When the Bar Mitzvah Boy went on and on demonstrating how he could avoid Hilach by doing Kabbalah next to the Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas of Hilach, bringing the blood, Shelo Lishma, invalidates, since it can be avoided if one does Shechita right next to the Mizbeach. So when the Bar Mitzvah Boy went on and on demonstrating how he could avoid Hilach by doing Kabbalah next to the Mizbeach, his friends got so hungry they imagined all the things that they and the Mizbeach would eat tomorrow, which reminds the Gemara discusses that pigel is made with avodos which are ma'akev and with intentions for achilos, consumptions, which are chutz lezmano. So when the Bar Mitzvah Boy went on and on demonstrating how he could avoid Hilach by doing Kabbalah next to the Mizbeach, his friends got so hungry they imagined all the things that they and the Mizbeach would eat tomorrow, while one of them had his finger in a cup of red liquid, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses dipping one's finger into the blood of a chattis pnimis, an inner chattis, to apply it in the requisite places. Two Amoraim separately reported hearing that tefilas etzba mefagelis b'chattis pnimis, dipping one's finger into the blood with pigel intent, causes an inner chattis to become pigel. So once again, when the Bar Mitzvah Boy went on and on demonstrating how he could avoid Hilach by doing Kabbalah next to the Mizbeach, his friends got so hungry that they imagined all the things that they and the Mizbeach would eat tomorrow, while one of them had his finger in a cup of red liquid. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Bach Chazara. Daf Tes. So the Simmer Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. When the three little lambs, who were all disqualified Psachim turned Shlamim, came in carrying teapots, that must be on Daf Tess. When the three little lambs, who were all disqualified Psachim turned Shlamims, came in carrying teapots, which reminds us, Gemara discusses why there are three different sources that a Korban Pesach is treated as a Shlamim. So when the three little lambs, who were all disqualified Psachim turned Shlamims, came in carrying teapots, the Kohen was reminded of the tea served in the Mishkan's inauguration and shechted a chattis for the sake of a chattis nachshon, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what is the intention of one bringing a chattis nachshon. So when the three little lambs, who were all disqualified Psachim turned Shlamims, came in carrying teapots, the Kohen was reminded the tea served at the Mishkan's inauguration and shechted a chattis for the sake of a chattis nachshon, which confused his fellow Kohen, who then shechted a chattis chelev for the sake of tumas mikdash ukadosha, which reminds us, Rava asks, what if a chattis chelev was shechted for the sake of a chattis of tumas mikdash ukadosha? Is it a similar chattis since it is likewise brought for a karas violation, or is it different since it's not kavua, it's not fixed, since a poor person brings birds or flour? Daf Yud, so the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. At the annual minion of Yidden, that must be more on Daf Yud. At the annual Minyan of Yidden Avoda Awareness Day, one member in a Lashma demonstration did Shechit Lashma with intent to do Zrika Shelo Lashma and was posel the carbon, which reminds us on the previous daf Amoraim discussed Shechat Lashma Lizrok Dama Shelo Lashma. If one shechted a chatas for its own sake, with the intent to throw its blood not for its own sake, Rabbi Yochanan says the carbon is possible because Machashim Ma'avoda Avoda, one is able to have intent from one Avoda to another Avoda. He holds we derive from Pigo, where a carbon shechted with the intent to do Zrika the next day immediately becomes Pigo. Reish Lakish says the carbon remains valid because his intent during one Avoda about another does not impact the carbon. So at the annual Minyan of Yidden Avoda Awareness Day, one member in a Lashma demonstration did Shechita Lashma with intent to do Zrika Shelo Lashma and was posel the carbon. While the rabbi brought an ashim, which he said was posel, it brought Shelo Lashma since it atones for sins, like a chatas, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer said that just as a chatas, which comes to atones for sins, is pasul when shechted shelo lishma, so is an ashim, which also comes to atone for sins. Rabbi Eliezer explains that the pasuk says, kachatas ka'ashim, as the chatas, so the ashim. This hekesh teaches that just as the chatas is pasul when it's offered shelo lishma, so to an ashim is pasul when it's offered shelo lishma. So at the annual Minyan of Yidden Avoda Awareness Day, one member in a Lashma demonstration did Shechita Lashma with intent to do Zrika Shelo Lashma and was posel, the carbon. While the rabbi brought an ashim, which he said was posel, brought Shelo Lashma since it atones for sins, like a chatas, and stood it below the chutas sikra on a model mizbeach, where its blood is thrown, unlike a chatas, whose blood is thrown above it, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source that the blood of an Ashim is not applied to Lamala. The Gemara darshans Hakona Mechata Osa. The Kohen throws it, referring to the blood, teaching Osa Dama Lama. It, referring to the Chatas' blood, is applied above. Vein Damo Shel Acher Lama, but the blood of another carbon is not applied above. Daf Yud Alf. So the Simmer Daf Yud Alf is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Kohen took blood from a chatas into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl. Star-shaped bowl? That must be more on daf Yud Aleph. Stars. The Kohen took blood from a chatas into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl, making it possible, which reminds us, in a Mishnah Rabbi Kiva says, called Dam Sheniknasu Heichel Chaper Psulim, all karbanos whose blood entered the Heichel are invalid. The Chami say this only applies to a chatas, and Rabbi Yezer says it applies to an Ashim as well, based on the hekesh he makes between a chatas and an Ashim. So the Kohen took blood from a chatas into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl, making it possible. Walking next to the Kohen who brought two minchas in star-shaped bowls, one like a chatas and one like an ashim, which reminds us, a pasuk says that a mincha is kachatas u'ka'ashim, like a chatas and like an ashim. Rabbi Shimon interprets this to teach that one type of mincha is like a chatas and another is like an ashim. A mincha's chota, a sinner's mincha, is like a chatas. Therefore, if the kemitza was performed shelo lishma, it's invalid. A minchas nadava, a donated mincha, is like an ashim and so remains valid even if its kemitza was shelo lishma. So the Kohen took blood from a chatas into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl, making a puzzle. Walking next to the Kohen who brought two minchas in star-shaped bowls, one like a chatas and one like an ashim, through little stars of the Kohen shechting a Pesach shelo lishma in the morning of Erev Pesach because Ben Becerra holds it is puzzle, which reminds us, Ben Becerra holds even a Pesach Shelo Shmo on the morning of Erev Pesach is puzzle. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simmer Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. While some of the 12 brothers, that must move around Daf Yud Beis. While some of the 12 brothers designate a carbon Pesach the night before Yantav, which isn't a problem since Lila Lav Mechuzer Zman, which reminds us, even if a carbon Pesach was designated the night before Lila Ein Mechuzer Zman, a designation at night, when it would be fit the next day, is not considered premature because a drush implies that an animal designated on its eighth night is valid, although it cannot be sacrificed until its eighth day. So, while some of the 12 brothers designated a carbon Pesach the night before Yantav, which isn't a problem since Lila Lav Mechuzer Zman, other brothers were playing the Baalei Chaim Nidchim game, recalling the three main principles, which reminds us Rabbi Yochanan said about an animal owned by partners, that if one partner was makdish his half, and then purchased the other half and was makdish it as well, kedushah in a kreva, it is hekdish but cannot be brought as a carbon, since when its first half was designated, it was not fit for sacrifice. Three principles emerge from this ruling. Number one, Baalei Chaim Nidchim, living creatures can be permanently rejected from the Mizbeach. Number two, dichwi mi'ikara habi dichwi, echoey. A rejection from the outset of becoming hektish is considered a rejection. Number three, yesh dichui bedamim. There is a law of rejection even for something with only monetary kedusha, such as this animal, which is only partially hektish, even though it did not have kedusha's aguf, physical sanctity. So, while some of the 12 brothers designated a carbon Pesach the night before Yantav, which isn't a problem since Laila Lav Mechuser Zman, other brothers were playing the Baal Echaim Nidchim game, recalling the three main principles, as two brothers dress up as a Mumra and Shota argued over who had a greater Chiddush. By Dichui, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that if one designated a Chattas, Behemir Das Mechazer Bo, then rebelled against his religion, but later repented, since the carbon was rejected while he was a mumer, it remains rejected even after he repented. Similarly, Rabbi Yochanan ruled that if one designated a carbon, and he became insane but later regained his sanity, since the carbon was disqualified while he was a shote, it remains disqualified even afterwards. The Gemara presents the chiddush for each ruling. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you in the source for La'akev that any chattas sacrificed, shelo l'shma, is possible? That's on daf. Ches. Good. Number two. Which stuff do you in the source that the blood of an ashim is not applied to l'mala, above the chutta sikra? That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number three. Which stuff do we learn that dipping one's finger into the blood of a chattas pnimis with pigel and 10 causes it to become pigel? That's on daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Number four. Which daf do we mokokas if yesh balim lachar misa? That's on daf. Zion. Good. Number five. Which daf do we that a carbon pesach during the year brought shalo l'shmo is a shlamim? That's on daf. Ches. Good. Number six. Which daf do we discuss a case where one shechted a chattas l'shma with the intent to do zrika shalo l'shma? And we have machokas whether machashvin ma'avoda la'avoda. That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number seven. Which daf do you learn that pigel is made with avodas which are ma'akev and with intentions for achilos, various consumptions, chutz lizmano. That's on daf. Yud gimel. Good. Number eight. Which daf do you discuss achatas shechted for the sake of someone not liable to any karbanas? That's on daf. Zion. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we machokas of hiluch bring the blood shelo l'shma invalidates? That's on daf. Yud Gimel. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we in Rabbi Eliezer's source to invalidate an ashim shelo l'shmo like a chattas? That's on daf. Yud. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.